उपद्रष्टा
हनुमन्ता
च भर्ता भोक्ता महेश्वरः परमात्मा इति च अपि उक्तो देहे अस्मिन् पुरुषः परः
उपद्रष्टानुमन्ताश्च
भर्ता भोक्ता महेश्वरः परमात्मेति चाप्युक्तो देहेऽस्मिन् पुरुषः परा.
Translation: yet in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, the Supreme Proprietor, who exists as the Overseer and Permitter, and who is known as the Supersoul.
So, there are two Purushas. One Purusha is already explained. Purusha, Pratishtha, he. Purusha prakritastha hi bhunte prakritijan. So one Purusha, the living entity, Atma, and another Purusha is Paramatma. Sometimes the Mayavadi philosophers, they do not distinguish between Atma and Paramatma. But here it is distinctly explained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that one Purusha is enjoying the fruits of his activities. Pratishtha being influenced by the quality of the prakriti, material nature. Means Sadasat Janma Jonishu. He is taking birth in different types and species of life. The another Purusha is there, who is Upodrashta. Upodrashta means his overseer, his simply seeing how the other Purusha is working. And according to his karma, he is giving the result. He is the witness. If the living entity Purusha is working piously, then he is taking a different type of body. Janma is of the foot of three, a nice body, born in this man's family, a Brahmana's family, scholar's family, Janma, opulence, Vaisajya, beauty, beautiful body, and very good education. These distinctions are there because the Paramatma Purusha is observing the activities of the Jivatma Purusha. And according to his karma, according to his desire, he is giving a different type of body. Ishvara Sarva, another place it is said, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Vidyesha Arjuna Krishna. That Supreme Personality of Godhead as Paramatma, Antarjami, is situated in everyone's heart. Brahman Sarvabhutani, Yantra Gurani Maya, and he is directing Maya to give him a particular type of body, and he is moving with that body. Yantra, just like if you get a car. According to the price, you can take a car. You can get a Rolls Royce car, Chevrolet car, Cadillac car, or a Ford car, or a Mercedes car, or a Jeep. So as you can pay for it, you get a different kind of car, and you can travel. Similarly, according to your karma, good and bad, you are getting a type of body. There are 8,400,000 species of body. You can get one of them and suffer and endure. You have to change your body. Next body, you can get a gas body, a dust body, a tree body, or a demigod's body, or a Brahma's body, or an Indian body, American body, a serpent body, insect body, bass body, any. There's no guarantee. That will be awarded to you according to your karma. Unfortunately, they do not know it. They find animals. The animals do not know how to get a better body. Asitim chuklaan sariva, lukkhaan san jivu jati. Tama bhil. Punsam prapsyam. Manushyam. Janma purjaya. This is statement in the Parthapur. Janma purjaya. By illusion. We come to this human form of body. And in this human form of body we have got the chance to develop the consciousness. And if we do not do that, then we are losing the opportunity, missing the opportunity. The next body I shall get according to my karma. But if you become Krishna conscious in this body, in this human form of body, and if you try to understand what is Krishna, then after giving up this body, you do not accept another material body. This is the consciousness. We are trying to imitate men to become Krishna conscious so that he may not have to accept another material body. So, the other body which is described as Paramatma. Your Atma is Paramatma. We are Ishvara, he is Paramesha. We are not Paramesha. We are Brahma, he is Parabrahma. This Param one is you. Sometimes men with little intelligence, they cannot distinguish between Paramatma and Atma, Paramesha and Ishvara. Here another what is used, Bhoksa, Mahesha. We are not Bhokta. We are trying to become Bhokta or enjoy, but we are becoming baffled. It's not possible. We cannot become Bhokta. We can become being enjoyed, predominated, not the predominator. It's like one thing is enjoyed and the other is enjoyer. The three laws is the enjoyer. Both are of Yatidamasam, Sadhguru Mahesha. Then what again? Mahesha. Mahaisha. Maha means stage. Vishara means controller. So we can control Rikhu Mare. But Maheshara means he controls all the beings. Nitya Nityana and Chetana Chetana. We may be very proud of controlling a factory, a few towns of workers. But we are not Maheshara. Maheshara is Krishna, Supreme Personality of God, who is in his Paramatma teacher, he is situated in every body. Paramatma is his cha, opi, upta, dehi, asmi, asmin dehi, within this body. It is also described that Sarvodhi is Bharata, what is that? No. That is a So Paramatma, there are two souls. Khetrabha. Khetra Khetrabha. The original process, I think this chapter. Khetrabha Javi Mahavid Disharvati is Bhav. Krishna says that I am also Khetrabha. The body is Khetrabha. And the soul is Khetra God. One who knows about the body. It's like you are not your body, I am not my body. And I know it is my body, you know it is your body. It's like your apartment, your living room. Similarly, there is another partner. That is Krishna, Paramatma. Khetrabham Javi Mahavid. I can take care of my body. I am the owner of this body. But Krishna is the owner of all bodies. Just like the landlord and the tenant. The tenant is the occupier and the landlord is the owner. Similarly, I am the occupier of this body. And Krishna, Paramatma, he is the owner of this body. This is knowledge. I am not the owner of this body. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Rishikesha. Rishik means the senses. We are claiming, this is my hand. But this is not my hand. This is Krishna's hand. The same thing, the tenant may occupy the room, but he is not the owner of it. Owner is the first person. Similarly, we may occupy this body or any body, but we are not owner of it. As soon as we know that I am not owner of this body, I am the occupier of this body. That is knowledge. We are falsely claiming that we are owner of this body. We are not owner of this body. I cannot therefore repair anything if any part of my limb of my body goes wrong. I do not know how to repair it. But Krishna can be it. Because he is the owner, Rishikesha. Rishikesha. Rishikesha, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhaktiricchya. You have to pay to the owner. Similarly, we have to serve Krishna for occupying this boat. That is devotion. Jyotyase karmatna thru rupayam parbhavata. Because, as he also explains, sarvato upani parata. Sarvato upani parata means, everywhere, the Supreme Lord has got his hands and nails. So what is that? How he has got hands and nails? Your hands, my hands, their hands are Krishna. Therefore it should be used for Krishna. Just like your hands, when you are claiming, this is my hand, this hand is used for my service. If you want to eat something, you use your hand for eating, but for others eating, you don't use your hand. You use your own. This is an example. So, all these hands and legs belong to Krishna. It should be used for Krishna. That is called bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uttrati. If you don't use, that is against the laws of nature. So, Upadrashya Bhagavata, Krishna, the super soul, is Hanumanta. Hanumanta means without his permission he cannot do anything. He cannot do anything. Because everything belongs to Krishna. How you can use something without permission? So, Hanumanta. And Upadrashya, it's like father and son, little child. He wants to do something and wants permission from the father or the mother. And he gives. In our time, I remember that even for going to the tree, I wanted permission from my mother. Can I go? That is nature. That is nature. Mother is not expecting me. Still, I am asking the permission of mother. Can I go? I remember it. This is natural. Similarly, we cannot do anything without the permission of the super soul within the heart. Sarvastha chaham rivisanni vishtya. Maktas nitijyana mahuhame. Without permission. Therefore, he is Bhagavata. So, when you do something wrong, how Krishna as Antarjami, as Paramatma gives permission? This is, this spokesman may be made. But he gives permission that I do something wrong. Because I cannot do anything without his permission. But he gives me permission. Karanam guna sangasya. Then he already explained. Purusha prakitista hi bhumte prakitijana guna. Karanam guna sanga asta sadatha janma jonisha. He can give you permission. But the enjoyment and suffering will have to be taken by you. You insist permission. I want to do this. And without permission you cannot do it. Therefore, Krishna gives him all that he should do. But at your risk. Krishna does not want that he should do it, but you want to do it. Therefore, he gives permission. He wants sarva-dharma paritasya manavinkamasara. That is his demand. But your demand is different. That I shall not surrender, sir. I want to do this. All right, you do it at your own risk. But if we follow the instruction of Krishna, then he takes care of them. So you do Papa or Punna, you enjoy the effect. But when you follow the instruction of Krishna, there is no such Papa or Punna. It is transcendental. Brahma, that's called Brahma. Rava the gunas. Sagunan samutitayitan Brahma bhuyasa. Mancha brahmichani bhakti yogi na jati. Because this, anyone who named this, and then that is intelligent to me, bhakti yogi na jati. Sagunan samutitayitan Brahma bhuyasa. He is not affected by the activities. He is immune from the result of all activities. Many places it says, Jagyate Karmanastra Lubam Prabha Bhanda. If you want to do for your satisfaction, Krishna will give you permission. But you have to enjoy and suffer the effects. Karmanade Yodhatri. It is very singular. So, therefore Krishna is called Hanumanta, giving permission. Yes, Dante. Dante. Hanumanta Ubudushka. And so far our activities are concerned, this is also explained in this permission, that there are two parts in this tree. Body. One is observing and another is enjoying. So the observing part is the Paramatma, Krishna, the Upadrushta, he is simply seeing your activities, how you are doing, and giving the effect. And all about that. He does not want it. What you are doing now, Krishna does not want it. But because he wants it persistently to do it, so he gives permission. Because without his permission, he cannot do it. This is the thing.
Upadrashta Hanumanta.
Bhakta. He is a maintainer. He cannot get anything without his mercy. There may be ample supply of necessities of life by the grace of Krishna. And there may be scarcity. So, they are now complaining about overpopulation. There is no question of overpopulation. Krishna is quite competent, able to maintain everyone. But as you become godless, as you become disobedient to the laws of God, there is a restriction. You cannot have full supply of necessities of life. That time has already come. All these restless, darkness, restless, they are now suffering. The only remedy is to become devotee. In Bhakta, he can maintain many millions. There is no question of overpopulation. He can maintain Bhakta. But nature will not supply. Nature will restrict supply if you become godless. Therefore, nature is very strong, strict, religious, agonomic, homo maya, dhritya. Relative supply. Then the Kali Yuga people are degrading, and the supply also will be reduced. There will be no supply of milk, there will be no supply of sugar, that is stated in this Bhagavatam. There will be no supply of rice, no supply of wheat. Now it can get black market, white market, but time is coming when there will be no supply. Complete. He will be forced to eat this beef. Now it is opening this off, this beef off. This time has already come, gradually, and it is increasing. Unless you take the Krishna consciousness, Hittamari go Krishna sakuntya sakampanam padhe. Kalaudo sandhi raja sasti jivu mahan. This Kalyu is suffering. So, you cannot get comfortable life in this Kalyu being godless. Because Kalyu means godless. Mandaya sumantama Kalyu. So therefore, everyone should take the Krishna consciousness to save himself from the onslaught of Kali Yuga, which will increase day by day. Thank you.